The World This Week, Politics.
Turkey's presidential election will head to a runoff on May 28th after Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the incumbent, fell just shy of 50% in the first round of voting. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the candidate of an opposition alliance of six parties, got 45%. Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu may now struggle to unseat Turkey's strongman who has presided over rampant inflation. In a bad night for the opposition, Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development, or AK Party, retained a comfortable majority in parliament. Volodymyr Zelensky paid brief visits to Britain, France, Germany and Italy to drum up support for a jets coalition. France said it would train Ukrainian pilots to use combat aircraft. Germany promised €2.7 billion, that's $2.9 billion, in military aid and is to build a tank repair factory in Ukraine. Britain pledged more air defence systems and Storm Shadow missiles, Ukraine's first long-range cruise weapons. Mr. Zelensky also met Pope Francis in Rome. Russia launched more intense waves of missile attacks against Ukraine. One assault was described by officials as being exceptional in density. They said six hypersonic missiles had been shot down. Russia is increasing its bombardments ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive. A deal that allows Ukraine to export grain safely across the Black Sea was extended by 2 months. The deal was first brokered by Turkey and the UN last July. Russia had threatened to pull out. It agreed to the last-minute extension, but said its conditions for taking part are still unmet. Gunmen opened fire on an American embassy convoy in Nigeria's Anambra state, killing 2 policemen and 2 Nigerian embassy employees. Nigerian authorities blamed the attack on a Biafran secessionist group. A BBC investigation into Nigeria's presidential election in February uncovered significant discrepancies between the total number of votes cast at individual polling stations and the official results. The BBC's own count in Rivers State suggested that Peter Obi had the most votes. The official result declared the state was won by Bola Tinubu, the president-elect. The commander of South Africa's army visited Russia to discuss military cooperation and how to improve the combat readiness of both countries' armies. The visit will further strain South Africa's relations with America after accusations that it had sent weapons and ammunition to Russia in breach of its stated position of neutrality.